Hi, this is Bishop Bob Coulter with another TMCA Word of Encouragement for the week. Today I want to talk to you about Psalm 127:1, which says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who built it." See, we Christians must understand it's not our efforts that build an effective ministry. It's God's working through us that does that. See, our ministry will be built through our hands, not by our hands. What do I mean by that? I mean, it'll be built by the Spirit of God directing and operating through us. It would be built by the power of the God working through the cooperative joint ministry of the Holy Spirit and you. You see, the kingdom of God is a divine act, not a human accomplishment. The power of the kingdom is operated in and through God's representative, but the power is not their power, it's God's power. Christ gives us his keys to the kingdom to use in binding and loosing through the power of prayer and obedience, as seen in Matthew 16:18-20. But the power of the keys remain in God's power and is usable by the Holy Spirit guidance enabling us. You see, the kingdom of power was present in Jesus' ministry, because when he returned from the desert after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, it says he came back in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he came back in that power. And after that, we see that his ministries, we see the signs and wonders that followed him. We must recognize today we need the same power manifested in our ministry. Our best efforts of themselves will not build or advance the kingdom of God. Christians' efforts are not sufficient. Nothing but the Holy Spirit guiding, empowering, and using the efforts of the Spirit-filled believer can advance the kingdom of God. God is interested in building your ministry through the power of the Holy Spirit operating through you for one important reason, and that is so that his kingdom is advanced in your area. God's not looking for you to build your ministry and your kingdom, but to build your ministry so that it helps advance his kingdom. You're foolish to think that our training and skills and experience constitute an alternative to God's power. There is no alternative. You may be a great preacher. You may have a great teacher. You may have charisma. You may have a friendly spirit, and that's good. And people may like you, but we find that in the secular area. But what we need in your ministry needs to be built in advance on the divine supernatural empowerment from God through the Holy Spirit. It must be God working through us in order to advance his kingdom. We need more of God's abiding power operating through us daily. You know, many desire a mountaintop experience with God, but God wants us to have that experience of his power every day. He wants us to live day by day with the atmosphere of his power directing us by his Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus told the apostles, Paul, that such power is made in our weakness, found in 2 Corinthians 12:9. Weakness does not have power in itself, but weakness drives us to God, which is the source of all divine power. Folks, we must realize that our best efforts is never enough. We must constantly need God's extra touch. We need the empowerment every day of the Holy Spirit with us. We must burn with passion for God to work through us and to love him with all our heart. We Christians must never be satisfied without the fullness of the power dwelling in us for our ministry. God never appoints or guides us into a service without having available that supernatural empowerment that you need that will take care of all your needs. But there is a cooperating role that you have to play. God's gifts are given to individuals to be used. To fail to use them is to fail God and fail other people. We develop them by use, and as God empowerment, the Spirit enables us and guides us and makes us fruitful. We must fan in the flames of God's empowerment and passion that God supplies us. We must make an effort every day to seek his empowerment, seek his guidance. We must choose whether we're going to neglect the Spirit, quench the Spirit, or fan into flame every day the Spirit's empowerment upon us. See, that's my prayer for you this week, is that you will take and let God's empowerment direct your ministry every day, every moment, so that you can help advance the kingdom of God in your area. You have a blessed week. Thank you.